Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Heat is the number one weather-related killer in the U.S. But even so, experts say that many heat deaths go uncounted. As part of our series with the New England News Collaborative called Beyond Normal, WBUR's Miriam Wasser looks at the challenge of tracking heat deaths and why doing so could be important for protecting our health on a warming planet.
Dr. Hillary Irons is an emergency department physician with UMass Memorial Health. I met her recently after a shift.
Right, so we're going into the back part of the emergency department.
On hot summer days, Irons is often on the front line of the climate crisis here in New England. She tells a story about a patient she treated a few years ago during a heat wave.
So what I can tell you is that it was a very warm and humid day, and EMS brought in a patient who was found unconscious.
The patient, a woman in her mid-70s, had a history of heart disease and diabetes, and she took some medications to manage these conditions. Her son told Irons that the air conditioner in the apartment they shared was broken, but he said his mother seemed fine that morning when he left for work. When he got back that evening, however, she was laying on her bed, unresponsive.
When she was brought into the emergency department, she had an elevated temperature of 102 degrees Fahrenheit.
Irons says the woman died in the hospital a few hours later. The official cause of death was kidney failure. But did she also die because of the heat?
It's hard to say for sure, but had it not been such a hot and humid day, she might have survived.
Some deaths are obviously attributable to heat, Irons says. An athlete who collapses while exercising, or a construction worker who experiences heat stroke. In these examples, the person filling out a death certificate would probably list exposure to heat as the cause of death. But in many more cases, like the older woman in the ER, that attribution is complicated.
There's no test of, you know, was this death clearly heat-related or not?
Greg Wallenius is a professor at the Boston University School of Public Health. He says there's no national standard for determining a heat-related death. Those are cases where heat is deemed to be a contributing factor, but not the primary cause of death.
So it becomes about inferring that from the available evidence, which is hard.
All six New England states have data about the number of heat-caused deaths. There are typically only a few each year. Some were able to pull numbers about heat-related deaths, though most are not actively tracking this. And without this information, it can be hard to know if community and government efforts to address heat are working. Francesca Domenici is a professor at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health.
This information is absolutely crucial to understand whether or not specific public health intervention could be effective.
Heat poses a much greater risk to certain people, like older adults or the unhoused. That's why Domenici says if you know who is dying and where they're dying, you can create targeted interventions, like giving away air conditioning units. That's not to say New England states are ignoring the impact of heat. They all collect data about people who go to the hospital for heat-related problems. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Massachusetts Department of Public Health said that this was a more meaningful measure than heat-related mortality. Other public health experts disagree. They say it's not an either-or thing, and that if we want to protect everyone, we need to measure both hospitalizations and deaths. Eric Kleinenberg, who studies heat waves at New York University, says tracking heat-related deaths may be hard, but it's not impossible.
States like Massachusetts don't track heat deaths because they don't have to, and because no one has really fought for them to do it.
Kleinenberg says other places in the country do it, either on individual death certificates or by using computer models. There is some debate about which method is better, but everyone seems to agree that as heat waves get more frequent and intense, finding a way to track these deaths could help save lives. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.